In 2003, 1 in 166 children were diagnosed with autism. Today, it's 1 in 59, and experts are not entirely sure why. Virginia Tech psychology professor Angela Scarpa is organizer of this Saturday's conference on autism.
There is definitely more awareness. That is a fact. We are better at recognizing and diagnosing autism. Whether there's something beyond that is still an open question.
Decades ago, autism was a little-known condition, seldom seen by the general public. Scarpa suggests that may be because treatment of children with autism used to be very different than it is today.
Before the 60s, people with autism were generally institutionalized, and their parents went through years of psychoanalysis to try to fix, I guess, the situation.
But a University of California professor, the late Ivar Lovaas, took a different approach.
I should say it was really a paradigm shift. Ivar Lovaas realized that these children, in fact, needed some specific skill building, and he developed a behavioral program to help to educate the children and build their skills that was very successful. So since then, we've been building upon the behavioral treatments and cognitive behavioral treatments to expand on the work that he's done.
Scarpa says there are still no easy answers as to what causes autism. Research suggests a genetic, a neurobiological component that also interacts with the environment in ways not yet fully understood.
I can say that one fascinating line of research is looking at the processing of social orienting in children. So they're finding that very early on, kids who might go on to develop autism are not clearly looking at the eyes or faces of other people. So they're not processing social information and social cues the same way as other kids do. And this can actually cascade over time to a lot of other effects, because at least the idea is that they wouldn't be learning from other people the same way that other kids do.
Scarpa's own son was diagnosed with autism around the age of 2. He's now 17, and back then it was very hard to find services for him.
I almost felt like it was my duty to help other people get the services that they needed. So we got training. I got trained specifically in autism. We had people come in, experts in the field, to come and train our students and myself.
Scarpa's family has access to something many parents don't. The local Montgomery County school system is all-inclusive. That means autistic students are included with other kids and they get the support they need.
I thought it was very beneficial for him because the expectations that we had for my son were absolutely no different than the expectations with any other child.
Scarpa says her son's doing great. He's been accepted to college, and he's a youth leader in an organization called I'm Determined that teaches kids with disabilities skills of all kinds.
And one of the questions that they ask in an application to get into the program is to talk about your disability and how it affected you. And so my son, who I've always told him that he has autism, came to me and he said, well, I don't know how to answer this question. What's my disability? And I said, well, autism is considered a disability. And that just means that there are lots of things that might be harder or more challenging for you. And that's different for you compared to other people. And he looked at me and he thought about it. And he's like, Mom, doesn't that just make me an individual? I was like, yeah, it does. Just write about that.
I'm Robbie Harris.